All right, everyone, I'm back. Yes, we're doing Loot Line. Why are we doing Loot Line? Well, you know, I did promise a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to try to deliver on that still. I'm not sure exactly how, but I'm thinking about doing something on Sunday or Monday and kind of keep us up to date with about 2 hours of AVN. So we'll figure it out, and it's going to be fun, and hopefully we'll have a good time with it. Because that's my plan. And, alright, let's go ahead and get started. Oh, why are we doing Loot Line? Because the sequel to Loot Line just came out today. Yeah, Loot Line Season 2. So the game is still in development and further, like, pretty far along in dev if they're already on Season 2. They're going pretty quickly. I can already taste his cock. There you are. Oh my god, he is huge, even relaxed. I wonder how big he is once erected. Although she thought she came in silently, you heard her footsteps as soon as she entered your cabin. Hey, Bonnie. Hey, Grim. You're awake. Yes. You stepped on a wrong plank. That woke me up. I see. Why are you naked? I was drinking with Clover and felt horny, so I was thinking. You're lying. No, I'm not. Be honest, Bonnie. Why did you come here?
I came here because of rumors.
I see.
I want to be protected.
Bonnie, I will protect you no matter what. You and every other person of my crew.
Yeah, but what if you get into...
Shh! I said I would protect you no matter what.
Thank you, Grim. Thank you.
Bonnie's skin was so soft and silky.
You had to come closer to feel her naked body pressing onto yours.
Bonnie, I must tell you something.
Yes?
Your skin is soft and beautiful.
And you're getting hard.
Am I?
Well, I can tell. Because it is pulsating near my pussy.
Come here.
Your touch is electrifying. He's so strong.
You want to do this?
Yes. I want you even without rumors. From the moment I saw you, your boobs are so damn nice.
I could tell you have high sexual energy.
Really?
Ah. Yes. And, ah. Now that I see you naked.
I want you inside of me more than anything. Make me yours, Grim. I will be your play toy tonight. Do me as you wish.
Oh, Bonnie. First you will do me. Then I will do you.
Like this?
Just like that. Oh. Yeah, Bonnie. Just like that.
Oh. You are so hard.
I cannot wait to put it in my pussy. Looking at you fapping my cock is amazing.
Oh, Grim.
Oh. Yeah, Bonnie. Just like that.
You are so hard. I need to suck it.
Yes. Ah. Yes, Bonnie. Your mouth are so warm.
His dick feels so good. So much flavor and thickness.
You are sucking it really good. Yes. 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 Suck me with that sweet mouth. That would... That was good. Now, let me take care of you. Quickly, you changed positions. You could smell her pussy, a warm aroma, making you even wilder.
Oh, Grim.
Yes.
Excuse me. Wrong yes. Yes. Fuck me. Oh my, you are so tight. Do you like it? Yes. Your pussy feels so fucking good.
While you were slowly penetrating Bonnie, Clover was silently watching. It looks so natural when she's doing it. She's enjoying it so much I can feel her pleasure. Oh my, I feel tingling in my pussy.
Mmm, I can't resist it. Clover was soaking wet.
Lewd scenes were too hot to ignore.
She gently put her hand on her intact pussy and started massage around her clit.
Ah, so Clover came. Ah, I can hear her.
Oh damn, even Clover came to watch. Now she will learn how her pussy will be fucked one day.
Oh my, I can imagine him fucking me.
Mmm, oh. I must be quiet. I don't want to be noticed.
Mmm, but I'm so horny.
He's doing her so good. I wish it could fit my pussy.
Oof, I want you, Grim. I want you to fuck me the way you fucked Bonnie.
Heat of the moment made both of you sweaty.
Ah, you like it, Bonnie?
Yes, fuck me harder.
Oh, excuse me, oh,
yes, Bonnie. You are amazing. You are going so deep.
Keep pounding me.
Mmm, I want it harder, Grim. Come and ride me then.
Yes.
Yeah, Bonnie, you are amazing.
You're going so deep, just like that.
Mmm.
Harder, Grim. Harder.
Yes.
Yes, I want to fuck you harder.
I don't know if he can.
He's really fucking her good. I'm touching myself even faster than before. Fuck her harder, Grim. I want you to come all over her. Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me harder.
Come here.
Oh, Grim. You're so deep inside me.
Yes. You like it, huh?
Yes.
You like this huge cock into you?
Yes, Grim. Yes. I love the way you fuck me.
Get on your fucking knees.
Yes,
I'm gonna fucking come.
Spray it all over me. I'm gonna...
Yes.
Give it to me, Grim.
Juices were dripping down her shaking legs.
Oh, fuck. I felt as if he was inside of me.
That's right, Clover. Don't think I didn't notice that.
Give it to me.
Oh, I sure will. You want it, huh, you slut?
Yes. Give me your hot cum. Spray it all over me. Yes. Shower me so much of... Excuse me.
So much of cum!
This was fucking good. I love licking hot cum from my face.
You do?
There is no better feeling.
We should repeat this.
For sure.
Maybe.
Yes?
Maybe next time we could test something out. Huh?
You intentionally looked towards the doors.
Oh, fuck.
He noticed me. Fuck, I'm so done for this.
Clover fled, leaving you two alone. Never mind. Forget that I said anything.
Oh, okay. I should get going.
Wanna sleep with me?
Actually, I don't want to leave Clover alone. She will feel lonely.
She won't after coming that good.
Well,
as you wish.
Thank you, Captain, for making me come.
Thank you for giving me a great time. It was really good.
I'm glad you liked my pussy.
I will repeat it.
I will repeat it any time.
Well,
Better get going. Clover will think something is wrong if I'm absent for so long.
I know.
I'm also going to get some sleep. Later, Captain.
That's a fine fucking ass. Ah, what a great day. I can smell her pussy. Excuse me, I can still smell her pussy all over me. But more importantly, Neronian joined my crew. Clover, you little vixen.
While you were alone in your cabin, Bonnie already joined Clover. Huh? She might be sleeping. Bonnie approached Clover silently. Clover was already deep into sleep. Huh. No wonder that you're already asleep. After that orgasm, everyone would fall asleep.
Oh,
sweet dreams, Clover. Everyone was sleeping peacefully.
But for some, their day had just begun.
Chubba! They killed him and took the girl! We just received message on the shell!
So, rumors about Ladarian were truth.
Your actions made big news for everyone. Across all seas,
the time has... Time has come to serve justice. Deck has added a wild card. Time to remove that card. We shall see.
Your actions sparked interest in pirates, and also by Armada.
Ladarian, I see.
We need to capture that girl as soon as possible.
Inform sea rulers about this.
Sir, they are already informed.
Great. Let's be quick and finish this.
While both Armada and Sea Rulers turned their heads towards you, someone enjoyed a starry night.
Ah! What a beautiful night.
For a kraken.
Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. You slept through the night uninterrupted. And with no krakens. There's none. The seas are calm. No megalodons or anything. I mean, as far as I know, those aren't in the game, but you never know.
Ugh, what a wild night. I can still... What a wild night. I can still feel her pussy. Better go check on both.
The night or the pussy? At the same time at girl's cabin. I feel so good. Last night was really more than I imagined. Can't wait to do it again. Where's Clover? I could stay like this forever. Feeling the wind in my hair. Sea salt perfume on my skin. I can't get last night out of my head. It can only get better. I rocketed myself with booze last night. Better find Grimm. I have no idea where we are. This hangover is killing me. I think Grimm can help me with that. Ugh. I need to stop sleeping on this wooden planks.
What? Another one already?
Stay still, slut.
Ah!
You whores will never learn. Who are you? Leave me alone. Of all those whores he fucked, this one seems purest. Let me guess. He didn't have any money with him.
Ugh.
So he took you on an adventure of your life. What are you talking? And once we reach the shore, he will leave you somewhere stranded. Just like all of them.
All of what?
All those past whores he fucked.
I'm not a fucking whore.
What?
I'm Clover and I'll help our captain to find Lootline.
Huh? Who are you? What do you want from me? You have a nice voice. I can tell that you're honest.
What?
I will let you stay on ship. My name is Vanessa. This is my ship, Poison Ivy. Who? Yelling startled both Bonnie and you, making you rush on deck to see what's going on.
Vanessa.
Who the fuck is she? Another one? Grim, who is she?
Bonnie, Clover, I would like you to meet Vanessa. She is the owner of this ship. And she's my good friend.
What? I thought this was your ship.
It is.
But on paper, it's mine. Huh? I don't get it. Okay, so you're renting this ship from her?
No. Poison Ivy is my ship.
Let me explain it to you. Not so long ago, Grim and I were both slaves. We were both under the command of Black Seraphis. They held us captive against our will. But at least we had each other, spending all days doing chores together. We were like one. But both of us had always dreamed of freedom, and he always dreamed of Lootline. One day, Grim told me,
I want to escape. I've been planning it for a long time. Are you with me?
You know I am. And that night he uncovered his plans to me. And it was a well-executed plan. We eliminated all members of Black Seraphis while they were sleeping. Then dressed like them and headed straight to the dock. We stole some food on the way in a small boat, big enough for two of us but small enough to stay hidden. And we... Just like that? Exactly. But how did you acquire this galleon then? It was already mine before I was captured. But since Grim helped me in my escape, I told him to stay on this ship and form a crew to accomplish his dream. Finding Lootline.
Exactly.
This ship is yours? Either you are a nobility or pirate captain. There's no other explanation for you owning a ship this big. Her ship?
I know what I am. I know who I am. I know who I was, and I know what I want to be.
Clear?
Yes. Okay, okay. Girls, you met in wrong circumstances. What do you say if we have a meal together? Maybe something to drink also.
Drink sounds good.
Sounds good. I will find out about your past.
Yay, hanging out together.
Everyone grabbed something to snack and something to drink. Honestly, only to drink, none of them actually cares about food.
Yeah, if you throw it far away, you can... Huh? What's the matter, Bonnie? We're getting close to some island. A well-populated one. She can sense islands by the wind and sea movement? You really picked the one, Grim.
Okay, so better get ready then.
Yeah! Let's get ready to approach this island! Quickly enough, upon reaching the desired location, the crew dropped the anchor, preparing themselves for an exploration of this island.
I fucking love that ship!
So,
let's go inland. We will probably find something there. Even if we're not looking for anything specific.
Someone is watching us.
At the same time, on an unknown location. King Thalandir! I'm sorry to interrupt, but... What's the matter, soldier? Can I... have a little peace in these moments?
I apologize, my king. It's about Faye.
We cannot find her anywhere. Enough, my dear. You were great.
Thank you, my king.
Come later to finish what you started.
For sure, my king.
Guard, I will come in a matter of seconds. Wait for me in the hall. So?
Yes, she went missing about 2 days ago. We heard rumors that she's somewhere in town.
Okay, what else?
There are also rumors...
Continue.
...that she wants a baby and looking for newcomers.
What?
for newcomers to impregnate her. That little.
I've already informed Lyra about it. She's looking for her.
Good. Lyra will take care of it.
In the meantime. I think the town is straight ahead.
Good. We should pay it a visit.
Really? Maybe I can find some nice booze for myself.
Who knows if this town is friendly? I must stay alert.
It looks nice. Wow. Yeah, it really looks nice.
This looks like an elf town. But where is everyone?
Probably inside or doing some chores. Anyway, we can buy great medicine and potions here. Yeah! Medicine and potions for my liver.
We should separate. Let's meet again on the same location in an hour.
Oh my! I can hear a magic performance down the street! Clover, wait!
Leave her alone. We had an agreement.
Exact same location in an hour. Enjoy, sweetie. See ya. Fuck you, Vanessa. I'm going after her.
Okay, where should I go?
Go around the corner.
Hey, my name's Jimbo. I sell cocaine.
Well, that's what you find around the corner, right?
Well, I think I'll head back to the tavern.
Move!
What? Wait!
It is polite to say sorry when you hit...
Excuse me. It is polite to say sorry when you hit someone.
I'm not sorry. Now, person. I think she meant perish.
What is going on with these fucking elves? Huh! Fuck you, bitch!
You said what?
I said go fuck yourself, you stupid ass bitch!
Did you? What if? What if I fuck you right now?
What?
Her kiss was as fast as lightning and straight and sweet as a strawberry.
Whoa! At least let's go somewhere no one can see us.
No need for that, baby. You are in no condition to move now.
I'm feeling dizzy.
Do you like it, Grim?
Who the fuck? I'm gonna pass out.
Sweet dreams.
What?
Lyra, you vixen. I must save him. He shall not be killed.
So, this is my end, huh? I thought I was meant to be something. After all, Milena was never wrong. I should have never left. It wasn't slavery for me. It was a heaven. Even now I can feel her sweet smell of pussy around my nose. Almost like I'm there. It feels so real. In the meantime...
So, there you are. Let me just...
Princess Faye!
Shit!
I finally found you! What are you doing here?
I came to give a beating to this outsider.
Yes! Kick his ass again! While you beat him, I will tell the king we have found you!
Sure! Fuck, I must be quick now. There you are, newcomer! I must be really quick now. You will. You will provide me with your hot load. Straight into my pussy. And impregnate me. Such a nice and warm dick. Feels so good. This cock, I could suck it all day. Yes, newcomer, you are the one. Cannot wait for that cream pie. I wish you're awake so you can fuck me and fill me up. Time to put it inside. His cock is covered with my saliva. Ah, it goes in easily. You're so damn good, newcomer. Ah, oh fuck, his cock is hitting deep inside of me. I bet he loves it. Ah! Yes! This feels so good! I'm feeling like a real slut now! It makes me so horny! Yes! Yes, newcomer! I'm your filthy slut! I want you inside! I want you deep inside me! Come inside me, newcomer! Hot, warm cum started to sprout into her womb. Oh, fuck yes! Ah, with her pussy filled with cum, Faye also reached her climax. So much of it. Her legs were shaking like crazy. I'm so much of it. But Faye didn't notice that her loud moaning woke you up. Ugh, why do I? I have a feeling like I just fucked somebody. Whoa, better get dressed. What? Hey, did you just fuck with me? He was awake? Huh? I asked you something. No, I just took your cum. You did? So you are Faye, I guess. How did you know my name? I'm a pirate and a ship captain. There is a rumor that certain elves love cum more than their life. What? Oh man, it's starting to sound like that one elf character in Rants, you know, where they love cum, it's like their food. I guess that's where the inspiration came for this. What? And since I'm tied up, that means they will execute me, probably. And they will find you here and execute you too. Foolish outsider. I was just preparing to leave. See ya. Here she is.
What? Told you.
Already here?
Faye Wildbloom, you are in big trouble.
Father, she's a princess?
Don't you father to me. Your sister was looking for you everywhere.
Lyra.
And as expected, we found you with a newcomer. Typical of you.
I was giving him a proper
blowjob.
A disgrace for an elf. We are royalty.
Lyra's speaking truth, my dear Faye.
But father...
King Han was fast, knocking Faye on the ground.
Yep, that's his nickname, King Han, because... Wham! There you go. No.
Nice, another functional family. Well, I need to go. So, you mustered your strength to break free. Ah! Not an ordinary human. Lyra was right.
I knew it.
Hate this kind of situations. It was nice meeting you all, but I really need to go now.
What's the rush? Where do you need to go?
I need...
Stay for dinner, Grim, and we have lovely shirts for you that you can put on as well. I've noticed you haven't had a shirt since you came in. I even know if you had a shirt on the boat.
You just decided I'm going to be the one man in the whole world that doesn't need a shirt.
I guess laundry must be easy for you.
How do you know my name?
You're the only man here without a shirt, ever! That has never worn a shirt before in your life.
Well, as far as I recall.
My daughter Lyra told me. She followed you since you set foot on this island. We were on our way here to release you. And to tell you that we are sorry for our bad hospitality. And again, we've got plenty of shirts. Just pick whatever you want. It's there for you. I mean, surely it's better than not having one. We are a bit paranoid, you know.
No, Grim, he is...
Shut up! You disgrace!
What the... Lyra, take her to her room. Grim, shall we proceed to our dining room? Okay, but I won't stay for long. I have to go.
And there you go.
more of The Man Without a Shirt. And if you're interested in even more journeys, again, Loot Line Season 2 is now available. I got it for $10.49. So, yeah. Definitely give it a shot. And we'll see you guys back here. I don't know if I'll be doing something Saturday night, but Sunday and Monday, or Sunday or Monday. And I'm going to stream rants for you guys, too. So, yeah. We'll have a fun time. All right, guys. I'm out.